Yeah, I don't know. This is a very strange call. That's all I can say.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kane Archer.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to Bonersode 75 for December 17th, 2020. I'm your host, Commoner Richard, and our producer is King Bill. Thank you, my lord, for being a kind and generous king. I hope this collection of calls is to your liking.
Hello?
Hello, Lucia?
Yes?
Hey, it's Richard with the club.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, the manager wanted me to call and ask if you could please stop coming over here and doing donuts in the parking lot.
Excuse me? Who is this?
It's Richard. Over here in the office.
Okay. Yeah. And who the hell do you think is doing donuts in the parking lot at the country club?
Ma'am, you don't need to be cursing at me.
I don't know what would make you call me and even suggest that. None of us are doing donuts in the country club.
Raul checked the security camera, and sure enough, it was you just doing donuts.
Really? Oh, I would love to see that security camera.
Oh, no.
I would love to speak with Raul directly, because there is no way that I would be that disrespectful. What vehicle was allegedly being used?
Well, it was your car, Lucia. You can quit.
What was my car?
You can
quit. You tell me.
You can quit.
What car?
Ma'am, you can quit playing dumb and just fess
up. You tell me what car.
I didn't see the footage myself. Raul wanted me to call. He's the one that...
Okay. What is your name?
My name is Richard.
Richard.
Correct.
And what is the phone number that I can... if Raul is there, can you please put him on?
He's not here right now, but he checked
He might have told you, but he's lying or he is mistaken because there's no way
how
I would
dare
ever,
you?
Ever,
how,
ever,
how dare you call Raul a liar? That
Raul
man
is a liar, then.
That man has never told one lie in his life.
Okay, I'm going to go on his Facebook, and I'm going to respond to this request, because there is no way, and if you don't know what car it is, then you can't tell me that it was me.
Ma'am, I didn't see the footage myself. It's whatever car you drive. You were out there doing donuts, and you just need to knock it off. That's all.
Really?
I mean, we still use the parking lot. It's really just a safety issue.
First of all, it was not me. It never would be me. I would love to know what vehicle it was, because the fact is my vehicle has been unusable because I sprained my ankle and I have not been able to use my clutch.
Well, maybe it was Tom then. Is Tom there?
Here you go.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Tom?
Yep.
Hey, was that you the other day out there in the parking lot doing donuts in Lucia's car?
Nope. Her car hasn't been driven in... since she sprained her ankle in September.
Oh, bullshit. One of you was out there the other day doing donuts in the parking lot.
That to you.
And you just need to knock it off.
Hey, you knock it off. I don't want this harassing. What's your name?
I'm not harassing you. You need to.
I'm going to call Raul on his cell phone and put in a complaint about you. Bye.
Raul said, hey.
Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Who's this?
Hey, Michael, it's Richard with the country club.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. What's up?
Raul wanted me to call and ask if you could please stop drawing with the sidewalk chalk out in front of the clubhouse.
I'm sorry?
You know that colorful chalk that you've been using? Like, you've been drawing, you know, flowers and all kinds of, you know, things out on the sidewalk. And, you know,
I think you're the wrong person.
Oh, this isn't Michael?
This is?
Yeah, no, it's you. We're not mad at you or anything. It's just the groundskeeper was trying to wash it off, and I don't know, is like it waterproof or something? Because he was...
I haven't touched a piece of chalk in probably 30 years, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Raul checked the security camera, and it was you out there doodling and everything. And
It was not me.
Oh, come on, Michael. It you know, there's no reason to lie. It's not
am I being punked? Is this real?
No.
What day was this? And because I haven't been to the club in about 3 weeks.
Well, the Raul checked the security camera, and it was about a month ago.
Okay.
He just got into the office and checked it, and sure enough, it was you. And we're not mad or anything. It's just, you know, it's still a place of business.
I gotta talk to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I I'm just taken back by this.
It's not a big deal. It's just art.
I'm just taken back by this, because if you could show me the footage that it's me, then I will apologize profusely and whatever I need to do. I'm telling you,
there's
0% chance that it was me.
Oh, come on. There's no reason. I can tell you're embarrassed and everything. It's not a big deal. Like, it's only kind of just between me and you and Raul. We're really the only ones that know. But, you know, it's still a place of business. I mean, I know we're not really around. Listen,
if I would have drawn with chalk, I would have told you. I'm a school teacher. I haven't touched a piece of chalk in 30 years. I don't know.
You're a teacher, honestly, and you haven't touched chalk?
I don't know where you're talking about me writing. I don't know what chalk you're talking about.
Michael,
I don't know what video footage you're talking about.
That pretty much confirms it. If you're a teacher, then that's where you got the colorful chalk from.
I'm a phys ed teacher.
Well, okay, but you have access to school supplies, obviously.
I'm just silly. I have no idea what you're talking about. This is so confusing to me.
Oh, come on. Cut the crap. You know, man to man.
I'm sorry. What is your name?
My name is Richard.
Richard what?
McDykel.
And what do you do with the club?
I work for Raul. I'm just his administrative assistant.
You're his administrative. All right. I'm going to call Raul myself.
No, he wanted me to call you.
I am. I'm going to ask to see the footage, because I can guarantee you there's zero chance it's me.
Oh, cut the crap. Just come on, man to man. Just man up.
Man to man, I'm telling you. Man to man. I will put whatever you want to do.
Well, I mean, you're not.
Now I'm getting upset. You're accusing me of something that I did not do.
Oh, quit crying.
Now I'm getting upset.
Quit crying. You're not in trouble or anything. It's just chalk,
It's not the point of being in trouble or not. I'm being accused of something I did not do.
Well, I'm not accusing you. I'm just asking you to not do it again. That's all.
I haven't done anything.
Oh, okay. So you're telling me you're not the one that wrote your name, because, like, you signed your name in big purple letters.
Why would I sign my name?
Well, you did it in cursive. It was nice. Like, I saw the pictures. You have nice, you know, chalk handwriting and everything, but
I really don't. I actually have chicken scratch, if you want to look at my checkbook. Why would I write in chalk and sign my name? This is ludicrous.
Yeah, send me.
I'm going to find out who did this now. I'm going to find out who did this.
Come on.
I'm going to find out who did this.
You sound like O.J. Simpson.
And I want an apology from you and Raul, and I'm going to speak to Raul myself.
Oh, I ain't apologizing to shit. You sound like O.J. Simpson, like, if I did it. We know it was you. We have you on the camera. We have your signature in chalk on the sidewalk.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Raul myself.
You need to quit lying. Like, what?
I am not lying.
Like, how did you get into the club if you're this kind of person, you know? Like, we might have to reevaluate your membership here.
This is serious?
Well, I just, come on. Like, we don't want people of that caliber. You know,
Richard, if I would have done anything even remotely close to this, I would excuse myself from the club. I follow every single rule there is to the club. I fix other people's divots.
I know.
Follow every single golf rule by the tee. Why on earth would I take chalk and write on the club?
I don't know. It's very weird, like, for a grown man to be drawing, you know, unicorns and rainbows and flowers.
And rainbows. Okay, so somebody obviously is trying to get me in trouble, and I'm going to find out who it is. I'm going to speak to Raul myself.
Michael, he doesn't want to talk to you. He's kind of mad about it. Like, I'm not mad or anything, but
I'm calling him right after he gets a phone with you to wrap me the situation.
Well, Raul called you a boner jacket, so you might want to let him just calm down a little bit before you call him.
Raul called me a boner jacket?
Yeah, he was steaming when I was on the phone with him earlier. He was just piping mad.
What is your last name again?
McDykel.
Can you say that again?
McDykel.
Dykel?
Yeah.
Dick Dykel?
No.
I'm sorry. I thought you said it was like hyphenated. I'm sorry. It's bad reception. I'm sorry.
I don't go by Dick.
No, it's Robert. And I'm sorry.
Now you're going to insult me.
I was just trying to get your last name, Robert, and if you could say it again for me?
McDykel.
McDykel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, James?
Yes?
Oh, hey, James, it's Richard with the Country Club.
Yes.
Hey, listen, Raul wanted me to call and just let you know that tomorrow a truck's going to be coming by and just dropping off some golf carts at your house.
I think you might have the wrong number.
Oh, this isn't James?
Yeah.
No.
Dropping off golf carts?
Yeah, we've got four of them here that we just need to store for a few months. And so we're just going to be dropping them off over there, and then you can just, I don't know, put them in your garage or just somewhere out of the way, just until the spring.
I already have my golf cart.
Yeah, no, it's not for you. It's just, we just have a few extras here. We don't have anywhere to store them. So we're just going to need you to store them for us until the spring.
Who asked you to do this?
Raul, the manager here.
I think something got confused. This is the first I've heard of it. Have someone call me tomorrow, okay?
Why I'm calling you now.
You're telling me you're dropping off golf carts at my house?
Yeah, just four of them. And just, like I said, just until the springtime, we need you to store them somewhere, because...
Golf carts, the kind you drive. You're dropping off four golf carts.
No, the kind you reverse hair loss with.
No, you're not going to drop them off here. Thank you.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Barry?
Yes.
Hey, Barry, it's Richard with the Country Club.
Yeah, okay. I didn't get the name, though.
Oh, my name is Richard.
Okay.
Hey, I just needed to ask if you could please stop driving over here and dumping all that snow in the parking lot. You know, I know the club's closed and everything for the most part, but, you know...
What? Dumping what snow in the parking lot?
The snow that you've been just dumping. We still need those parking spots. And, you know,
I have no way to dump any snow. I don't have a truck or anything. Truck or anything? Oh, you got the wrong person.
Oh no, this is Barry, right? Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's definitely you. We have you on the exterior camera and everything. We saw you.
What are you, some sort of nut?
What do you mean? No, I mean there's no reason to you know, be embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I mean, it's just crazy. You got to be a little goofy.
No, I'm not a little goofy. It's not the end of the world. Like, we're not mad at you or anything, but we just can't have, you know, we still need those parking spots. You can't be dumping snow in our lot.
What lot is that?
Oh, over here at the club.
The lot at the club. Whereabouts in the lot is the snow being dumped?
Just right up front. Right up, you know,
right up front, so nobody can get in the lot? Is that it? They dump it right in the driveway?
What do you mean they? It's you. We know it's you, Barry. You don't need to...
Okay, that's enough of this.
Barry.
Okay, you go back to whatever hole you crawled out of.
What?
Hello?
Hello, John?
Hello?
Hey, John?
Yes?
Hey, John, it's Richard with the HOA.
Yeah, hi, Richard.
Hey, we got a little bit of a situation here that we're kind of needing your help with.
Okay.
You know, Winston, just kind of down the road from you a little ways. Well, he fell and just kind of banged himself up real good. And so we're all just kind of pitching in, and we're going to need you to just run over there a couple of times a week and check on him and everything.
I don't know. I don't know Winston.
Oh. Oh, I thought everybody knew Winston. Yeah, he's you know, he's over there in lot 69, not too far away.
Oh, okay. Now we're leaving.
Oh, where are you going?
On Thursday.
Oh,
we'll be back. We'll be back next week. I mean, we're not going for the holidays or anything, but yeah. We're going to be gone for a few days.
Where are you going? You shouldn't be traveling.
We're going to Jackson, Mississippi, and then Atlanta.
Oh, you're being irresponsible. What are you doing traveling? There's a pandemic on.
We are doing Christmas the way you do, very carefully. We are loading our car, calling it Santa's sleigh, and delivering presents without stopping and paying any attention or visiting with anybody. We're not going to see the grandkids or the great-grandsons. We're not going to see.
It's a likely story. It's all very weird. Anyway, so when are you going to be back? When are you going to be back?
Okay, tell me Winston's last name. I got to figure who this is before I sign on going down to check on somebody that I've never met.
Winston Beauregard. It doesn't really matter if you've met him or not. I mean, we all got to do our part. So we're just going to need you to check in on him. We'll put you down for Wednesdays and Mondays.
Well, you're going to have trouble putting me down for Wednesday tomorrow if you don't tell me exactly where this guy is and somebody go with me and introduce me to the guy. I've got no idea what you're talking about.
He's in the big purple house.
A purple house?
Well, you know, just put the purple trim.
Okay.
And also, you know, like, so you're aware on Mondays, you know, we're going to need you to do his grocery shopping and everything. Is Sharon around? Like, is she? Like,
maybe, you know...
Like maybe she can.
Yeah, we have company. I mean, I just walked in with a guest.
Oh, okay.
That we are only going to see this one time for the season. So,
you better be staying 6 feet apart.
We are staying 6 feet apart without any question.
Damn right. But yeah, maybe Sharon can. I don't know. Just when she does the grocery shopping, maybe she can just make him some sandwiches or just, you know, whatever, or a casserole or something. And just, you know, just keep in mind, you know, he's got 3 cats and a couple of birds. So you'll need to just make sure they're fed twice a day, the cats. And, you know, I don't know how many times the birds need to be fed. I'll have to double check, but he'll fill y'all in on the instructions.
Okay. But I'm not picturing a house.
And also
down the road from us.
Also, you know, one of his birds, he keeps downstairs and, you know, he's upstairs. So you're going to need to sing to the bird for a good 15 minutes just when you're there.
You know, I just need some kind of confirmation about who this is. I've never heard of that name. I've never heard of him.
Oh,
down the road from me.
I think you're just trying to weasel your way out of this. You know, like you're kind of being a jerk neighbor.
Just pretending
like you don't know Winston. Like every single one of us knows Winston. He's always been there for us. And now you're just trying to get out of helping out.
Winston Beauregard.
Yeah, Winston Beauregard.
Okay.
He always wears wears that flight cap with the goggles on it. I guess it's like some kind of memento thing from the wars.
Listen, I've got to go. Have company.
Well, where are you going?
I got to go.
Well, who do you have over there? Who's your company?
It's none of your business.
Well, oh, you're being very shady about this.
Well, you know, it's the strangest call I think I've ever had in my entire life.
What is so strange about, you know, helping out a neighbor in need? Like, it's the holiday season.
Asking me to do it would be one thing. Giving me orders is something else.
Well, I am ordering you to take care of Winston on Wednesdays and Mondays.
Right. Okay. I'll check on it tomorrow.
Put your company on the phone. I need to talk to them. I just need
I
to verify.
Think she's gonna be too okay.
I just need See to verify for HOA records.
Hello,
Laura.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Laura. It's Richard with the Country Club.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Raul wanted me to call and ask if you could please stop doing chalk art out in the parking lot.
I'm really confused. You know, I turn this television off. I can't really hear you very well.
Yeah, turn that shit off. I can't hear you either.
Okay, let's see. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So let's try this all over again. Raul would like me to what?
You know that chalk art that you've been doodling out in the parking lot? We need you to just knock that off. You know, this is a place of business, and you shouldn't
be. I didn't do any chalk art in the parking lot.
Okay, we know it was you. You signed your name in cursive in big purple letters.
No, I didn't.
Okay, Laura. Look, we're not mad at you or anything.
When did this happen?
It was just the other day. I mean, it's been multiple times, but you know, the recent one was just the other day.
Why would somebody do that to me?
What do you mean?
Well, because I didn't do it.
Oh, okay. Well, why?
You know what? I got to tell you something. I can't draw a triangle.
Well, I mean, you know, the
arse. I mean, My name was on it?
Well, you shouldn't be so down on yourself. You know, the flowers you drew were nice and everything. It's just, we just can't have, you know, big drawings in chalk all over the parking lot and the sidewalks and everything.
It's not me.
Really, it's just, like, it's a safety issue. You know, you shouldn't be down on your hands and knees in a parking lot like that.
Are you kidding me?
No, of course not. Ma'am, just, you're not in trouble. You just need to knock it off.
Wait a minute. Who is this again?
This is Richard.
Yeah, Richard, and about what? Richard who?
Richard McDykel. I work for Raoul.
Well, this is really confusing to me. I didn't draw any chalk anywhere, anytime.
Oh, Laura, we know it was you. We have you on the security camera, too, so it's definitely you. Like, you can quit trying to fool me, you know? It's not going to work.
You're out of your mind.
Why would you say that?
Hello?
Hello, Therese?
Yes.
Hey, Therese, it's Richard with the Country Club.
Yes.
Hey, Raoul wanted me to call and just ask if you could please not change your oil over here in the parking lot.
Pardon?
The other day, I guess we got you on the security camera. You were just, you know how you were just changing your oil out there?
I wasn't changing. What are you talking about?
Well, this is Therese.
This is Therese. I live in.
Yeah, you're the one. Yeah, we had you on the security camera the other day.
I haven't been to the club since.
Hey, Therese, don't be yelling. Lower your voice. It's not that big of a deal. We're not mad at you.
No, it is a big deal. Because so you saw me with my white BMW changing my oil?
Yeah.
In your parking lot.
You were out there for a good 45 minutes.
What day was this? Because I never changed my own oil. Wouldn't have the faintest clue how to do it.
Okay, Therese, you don't need to be making up an elaborate story. Look, it's not a big deal. Just don't do it again.
No, you've got the wrong person is what I'm telling you.
No, we definitely know it was you. You're on the security camera. It was clear.
Well, good. You can take that security camera and send me a copy showing me the car and the person.
Oh, no.
And maybe I can identify who it is.
No, it was you.
Because it was not me. I don't live in. I don't go to the country club unless we're going to dinner. And I haven't been there for dinner since it's been cold out. Maybe September?
Therese, look, it was your white BMW. We know it was you.
Who is this?
This is Richard.
Richard who?
McDykel. I work for Raoul over here in the office.
He claims that I changed my oil in the parking lot.
Who is this?
Is this William?
Richard? He works for Raoul.
Who is this?
It's Richard with the country club. Where's
Richard
Therese?
Richard who?
McDykel. Where did Therese go?
Richard who?
I just told you, McDykel.
There is no Richard McDykel at the country club.
Oh, bullshit. I work for Raoul. Look, put Therese back on the phone. I didn't ask to speak to you.
I really don't give a shit.
Well, okay, tough guy. Just taking the phone away from his wife.
I don't know who they got.
Richard McDykel, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you do not work at the country club.
Okay, well, I don't
think... This bullshit went on like 6 months ago and you're starting it up again?
What are you talking about?
What a fucking joke.
Hey, you don't take that tone with me, William.
William?
That's right.
No one calls me William.
Oh, I call you William.
How about you wait here? How about you just sit on the phone right now?
Okay, what are you going to do?
And I tell you what I'm going to do.
Oh, no, here we go. What are you going to do?
How about I call Raoul?
Well, Raoul's the one that wanted me to call Therese and tell her to...
How about I call Raoul right now?
Well, in the meantime, can you put Therese back on the phone? Because I wasn't done chewing her out. She left these oily rags all over the parking lot.
They have the wrong person.
You are a fucking joke.
Oh, you're a joke, William.
Mm-hmm. So it's Richard. Can you spell that for me?
No, I refuse. I ain't spelling shit.
Oh, good. You call here again, and I'll report you to the police.
Oh, don't report.
Have a nice day.
Hey, put Therese back on the...
Hello?
Hello, Barbara?
Yes.
Hey, Barbara, it's Richard with the country club?
Yes.
Hey, I'm just supposed to call and ask you and John, you know, please quit sneaking over here and throwing snowballs around and everything.
What?
You know how you and John have just kind of been coming over here after hours and
no
horse playing and all that stuff.
No.
What do you mean no?
We don't do that.
Oh, no, it's okay. There's no reason to be embarrassed about it or anything.
Who is this?
It's Richard with the country club. We got you on the security camera. There's really no reason to be embarrassed. It's not the end of the world, but, you know.
You have the wrong people.
This is Barbara, right? Barbara?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
We're not on any security camera, trust me.
Oh, no.
How old are the people on the security camera?
We definitely have you and John on the camera multiple times, too, and...
No.
We just can't have you coming over here and just, you know, jumping around in the snow, and it's for
your safety. We're in our 70s.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, you're very physically fit, you know?
No, we're not.
It's very good.
I can't even walk without a cane.
Well, okay. Well, I don't know how you've been managing to roll around in the snow like that, but that's neither...
Where's the manager?
He's not here right now. But he wanted me to call you and just ask if you could please.
No, that's just such crap.
Oh, Barbara, come on.
This has to be a joke.
It's not a joke. Why would it... I don't know. What would be the joke?
I don't know.
Okay, well, is John there? Maybe I can reason with John, because you're being ridiculous.
Who... No, this is... We'll just hang up.
Barbara, put John on the phone.
What is your name again?
My name is Richard. Put John on
Richard,
the phone.
Richard, and what is your position at the country club?
I'm the administrative assistant. Where's John? Put John on the phone this instant, Barbara.
What?
I have had enough lip out of you. Barbara?
Yep, hello.
Oh, hey, John?
Yeah.
John, it's Richard with the country club.
Okay.
Hey, I was talking to Barbara a minute ago, but I think there was some kind of misunderstanding or something.
About what?
Well, did she explain the situation to you?
No, she just caught the phone. The phone just rang.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just, you know, we've got you and Barbara on the security camera, sneaking over here after hours and everything, and just rolling around in the snow.
Are you crazy?
No, what do you mean?
We were not there. We don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
We're in our 70s. Are you crazy or what?
Yeah, John, Barbara already told me about your age, and that's very nice. I'm very happy that, you know, you two are so, you know, physically fit and everything to be jumping
you're
around.
Not physically fit, you asshole.
Why are
I don't
you...
even believe you're from the country club.
John, why are you calling me an asshole?
Because you're talking stupid stuff.
Well, you're being...
We're rolling around in the snow. We can't even walk. What the hell's the matter with you?
Well, I didn't say walking. I said rolling. You're rolling around in the snow, and you just can't be doing that.
We don't roll around in the snow.
Okay. Well,
and besides, we're multi-millionaires, you assholes. So if you want to get sued, keep on talking. If you don't want to get sued, apologize right now, or else I'll sue the fuck out of you.
Okay,
you
John.
That? You got
John.
That? You got that very good?
Okay, John.
Oh, you got that very good? Do you want my lawyer to come down and talk to you?
Yeah, I do. Put your lawyer on the phone right now.
Okay, I'm your lawyer. Goodbye.
What? John.
Yeah, what do you want?
John, I do not give a fuck how much money you have, you rich asshole.
Well, good. What is your position at the club? I never heard of you.
I am the king of the club.
You are the king of the club?
Yes, this is King Richard.
Of what country club?
Stupid.
Oh, I'm stupid now. Okay.
Well, yeah, you're being a stupid asshole. Just throwing your money in my face, like...
Well, who are you? What's the position of king of the club?
Don't worry about it.
I don't worry about you. Hey, you're the guy that called. So who is the king of the club? What is your duties as king of the club?
Me. I'm the king, and you don't need to worry.
What do you mean, king? We don't have kings in America. Or maybe we do. Maybe it's Trump.
Well,
are you king of what? Is that a title you gave yourself, or what?
This doesn't have anything to do with Trump, you silly ass.
Hey, who is king? What title is king of the club?
You sound like one of those Antifa people.
No. Hey, cut the politics, man. Who is king of the club? King of the club.
You're the one. You're the one.
King of the club.
You're the one that brought up Trump, not me. You brought up politics.
I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about king of the club.
Yeah. Well, this isn't America. This is the club. It's totally different. We have our own. We have our own.
Who appointed? What is the title, King of the Club? Is that an official? Is that an official title of the club?
Yeah, that's my official title here, King.
I never recalled seeing that in any paperwork of the club.
Well, that's because you're too busy rolling around in the snow like a jackass and talking about, oh, I'm a multimillionaire, so I can sue you.
I don't know who you are, and but to tell you the truth, I don't care. Goodbye.
I'm King Richard. Thanks again to King Bill for naming me his true heir and allowing my ascension to the country club throne. There's sure to be some changes around there now that I'm in power. And thank you, everyone, for supporting the show. It sure means a lot to me. I'll be back next week, hopefully, with the full episode. Until then, here's a song I like.
Who's in a bad mood? Who's in a taxi? Turning the clock back, avoiding a fight with this man he is meeting. Stands in the lobby, counting his questions in the neon light, sinking under the river. Sewer line touches the edge of the suburbs, back to the beach where a family is waiting on rumors of summer. Lay out a blanket, bring something to feed the birds.
Damn it, Olga.